St. John's Nation, thank you for once again tuning in to St. John's Missionaries Baptist Church podcast to listen to Pastor Michael H.L. Robinson Sr. bring the word that God has given him. But before we get to Pastor, I would like to share something with you. Today, the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals will play to see who will go to the division championship game. This game is significant because on January the 2nd, the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals played each other. During this game, one of the safeties from the Bills, Lamar Hamilton, made a tackle on one of the Cincinnati Bengals receiver. Lamar Hamilton got up and then he collapsed. Lamar Hamilton was down for 15 minutes. And during that time, paramedics worked on him. See, on that field, you have players that are making millions of dollars, and they're going to make even more money in the future. But at that time and moment, their money could not help. There was only one person, one being that could help at that time. So you saw players from both teams getting down on their knees because their money did not matter at that time. There was only God that mattered. And they knew that they had to pray to God. See, we think that things get rough and tough in moment that we can't handle things. But we have to remember that we have an almighty God and that we just have to pray to him. I'm proud to say that our God answers prayers. And Lamar Hamilton is out of the hospital and is walking around. So no matter how bad things get, how bad things look, you always got to remember that we got an almighty God, that we just have to pray to him and talk to him. And God answers prayers. So I hope you enjoy this podcast. And like always, be blessed.
Amen, amen, amen. God is good and all the time. Has God been good to you this week? Amen. Because that is worthy of your praise. Amen. If God woke you up this morning, you should be standing up and giving him a little more praise. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you. We thank the Lord. Thank you. He's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy of all our praise. No praise is too little. No praise is too big. Just give him praise. The praise that is due to our God, our Lord. Amen. Just for waking us up this morning. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to have a great time in the name of the Lord on today. Amen. Amen. We will start with our opening prayer. Amen. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you the most humble way, Lord, that we know how, God. Lord, with bowed heads and humble hearts, God, thanking you, God, for being Lord and Lord all by yourself, God. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace that covers us, God, each and every day of our life, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for being our provider, God, for being our protector, God. Lord, for being our all in all, God. We just say thank you on today, God. Lord, we thank you for your son, Jesus, that died on the cross, God, that we may have a chance to see you one day, God. Lord, as we go through this service on today, God, Lord, we magnify your name on today, Lord. Lord, we magnify your name through songs, God, through the preached word, God, and may it not fall on deaf ear on today, God. Have your way, Lord, in this sanctuary on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Lord, thank you, Lord. We will have a selection by none other than St. John's Missionary Baptist Church Adult Choir. Amen.
Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, church.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Everybody feeling good this morning?
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to give God some praise this morning. If you know the song, we just ask that you sing with us. Amen.
Amen.
I give you praise because of who you are. I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because
Jehovah Shiloh,
my Prince of Peace,
my Prince of Peace,
and I worship you because of who you are. Jehovah Jireh,
my provider,
my provider.
Jehovah Nisi,
because of what you've done, amen, and what I think you're going to do, but because of who you are, I give you glory. Amen. Let's give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. 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 We do greet you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Lord and Savior. Amen. We certainly count it all joy to be in the house of the Lord just one more time. Amen. Amen. Certainly we give honor and praise and adoration to God our Father for all of our deacons. Amen. Give them a hand this morning. Amen. 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 Certainly to our mothers. Amen. We have a few of them that are absent this morning. Amen. Mother Maud. Amen. Standing in the gap representing this morning. Give our mothers a hand. Amen. 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 Certainly to our ushers. Amen. Who are serving so professionally this morning. We thank God for you all. For our AV staff. Amen. In every capacity, we thank God for you. Amen. Certainly, amen. Our worship lead, amen. Deaconess Sheila, let's give her a hand this morning. Amen. 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 And certainly to all of our visitors this morning, we thank God for you being here this morning. Amen. If you're a brother or sister in Christ, amen, you're not a visitor, amen. You're already at home. Amen. 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 Certainly all of the members of St. John, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. Certainly my wife, amen. God bless you. We thank God, amen, for you. Amen. Amen. Before our young folk go to the back, I'm going to ask them to come up just for a second. I mean, they're going to go to the back and do their little youth service. Y'all come on up to the front just for a minute. Amen. All the young folk. Amen. Give our young folk a hand. Amen. Y'all ain't paying bills yet, so now y'all need to come on up here. Amen. Amen. Hey, y'all ain't got to come in the pulpit. Come on up to the front. Amen. He ready to preach. Amen. He want to take my job. Amen. Hey, y'all look at me. I know I don't look that bad, do I? Amen. And we're going to read our scripture this morning, and it was pressed upon our heart, amen, for our young folk, amen, before they go to the back, amen, just to read our scripture and let them know what we're talking about up front, amen. It's good, amen, for our young folk to have a time in the Lord, but it's also good that they know exactly what we as believers are doing, amen. So when you pray, amen, grown folk, when y'all pray, let your children see you pray. Amen. Don't only jump up out the bed in the morning, amen, right before you go to bed at night, amen, but pray throughout the day, and amen, it's okay to grab them and pull them in, and it's okay to teach them the Lord's Prayer, but teach them how to pray and talk to the Lord, amen. 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 Our scripture this morning is going to be 5 verses. I want y'all to listen good. We'll say 1 or 2 things. We'll let y'all go to the back, amen. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to read the first 5 verses out of Philippians chapter 2. Y'all say Philippians. Amen. Amen. It says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye, mean you, be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done, y'all listen good to this one now, let nothing be done through strife, meaning just, you know, how you're trying to get back at somebody or you're striving and contending with somebody, or vain glory, meaning you want to get yourself puffed up, amen. Y'all got a lot of friends who want to be the king of the hill, don't you? Want to be on top, amen. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of other. Verse 5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, what I want y'all to grab and take with you, amen, not only to the back, but when you leave, you go home, and you also go to school, you need to make sure that you're really and truly representing, you know, Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Before you do something, if you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for your sins and that one day he's going to come back, the Bible says he'll come back for that church, those people who belong to him. It says without spot or blemish. I mean, that means you've given your life to him and he saved you. He's going to come back for you. But one evidence of your being a child of God, amen, regardless how old you get, is that you have, you know, unity, have fellowship with other believers. Amen. So people who believe in other types of gods and other type of things and that are just doing things wrong, those are not the ones you hang around. Amen. Find yourself hanging around people who believe just like you. So when you find yourself in need of something, they're going to help you out. When you decide you want to do something crazy and out of the way, that friend's going to help you not to do it. Amen. 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 What book do we read from? Amen. Amen. Give her a hand. Amen. Amen. Thank you, young folk. Amen. Amen. Certainly to our youth instructors, we thank God for what you're doing with our young folk. Every now and then we talk to the young folk about what they learn in the back, and they're not learning how to color in books. Amen. How to put square pegs in the round holes and all that other stuff. They're learning about the Lord. Amen, somebody. They can tell you some scripture. Amen. So when they start talking to y'all grown folk, and when y'all out of line, don't get mad at them. They just tell them what the word says. Amen. Amen. The scripture that was read in your hearing, that's what we're going to preach from this morning. But if y'all don't mind, let's bow just for a brief word of prayer. Gracious God, our Father, we stand this morning, God, just to proclaim your word, the fact that your Son, Jesus Christ, he is Lord. He has died for us, and one day, God, he's coming back to receive us to himself. God, I pray this morning that you'd allow your word to fall on fertile grounds in the hearts and the minds of these your people. I ask, God, even now, that you will prepare our heart, God, equip our spirit to receive your word, God, and then, God, allow us to respond to you, God, through giving our life, being better stewards of what you have given us, the Father God. Even now, God, I ask that you would allow me, God, to be moved out of the way that your spirit can speak, God. I ask now you just call me, God, that I can preach and proclaim your word in a manner that's understood by your people and well-pleasing you, God. I ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you this morning. God keep you is our prayer. Amen. Amen. Unity. Amen. Joy and unity, fulfill ye my joy. Our scripture reading is Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Our focal scripture this morning is Philippians chapter 2, verse number 5, when it said, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. And our thought this morning is, y'all read it for yourself. What does that mean? Somebody help me out. We're going to talk just a little bit this morning. What does that mean to you? Somebody help me out. What does that mean? Joy in unity. Happiness in being together. Amen. Amen. And I should be happy when you're happy. Amen. You should be happy when we're all. Joy in unity is what our thought is. Paul, as he's speaking here, he talks to the Philippian church about what's going to make him have his joy full, have his joy complete. Paul was in a place where he was gifted. He was a tent maker by trade. And for the most part, Paul didn't receive anything from the churches when he went to help them. Not that the churches couldn't or wouldn't, but he was in a position where when he went, someone would put him up somewhere. He would live with them. They would feed him. And oh, by the way, when he needed some money in his pocket, he went out and did a little work. Amen. He made some tents. Amen. So the churches didn't need, but this particular church here, Philippians, the church of Philippi, we believe that this was either the first or one of the first churches that Paul ministered and kind of built up. He grew this church. Amen. And with it, your first is always very special. Your first of anything. Y'all remember the first time you got a car? With your money, not your mom and daddy money. Got it with your money. That thing was special. Amen. Y'all remember you're not knocking the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth child, but that first child, when you get it, amen, you don't know how to handle the child, so you're doing everything to be very careful with it. And typically, amen, there's something special. There's something special about that first child, especially the man child, not being chauvinistic, but there's something special with God on it, amen. So we really have to cherish that. So here with this church, this is like the first one. It's like, you remember when you got saved? Does anybody remember when you got saved? When you gave your life? Do you remember what church you was in or what house you was in, where you were when you gave your life to the Lord? It was very special. When you got grown, amen, you became an adult, amen, you was way off in some other place, and you decided, amen, that you're going to fulfill that covenant, amen, and join with another church as soon as you could, and you were out and you were going to be gone for a period of time, and you decided to join a church. And that's your first one that you got involved with and you got really actively involved. You never forget that. So here with Paul, amen, just put yourself in this position. You've ministered the word of God. You've told someone in a city that did not have a church about Christ, and you mentored and you nurtured someone to be a preacher, if you will, and you call them to be a preacher in that particular church, even though we believe Luke, amen, was a preacher in this church. But you got there and you built this church. Think about it. How would you feel about that? You've done a work for God, and you know that it's well-pleasing because it started growing. God started adding to that church daily, and folks are getting saved. So Paul was writing back to them, one, to say, hey, I love you, but I need you to do something just a little bit more to show me and to make my joy full. Now, notice I told you he was not in the habit of taking from churches, but this particular church, Philippians, the church of Philippi, he received an offering from them. He got a gift from them. He said, you know what? I'm glad for your gift that you gave me, but your gift is not what's making me happy. Your gift, amen, is not fulfilling my joy. My joy is going to be full when I see that you all are unified in the spirit for Christ. In other words, amen, make me happy, amen. Y'all get unified. Y'all get unified. And that makes this man of God happy. Many times, amen, we find ourselves, especially in relationships, amen, even in the church. Some preachers, amen, you want them happy? Give them a few dollars. Buy them a new car. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You buy it for them, amen, you're going to make them happy. Oh, you're a good member, Sheila. You gave me $1,000 yesterday. No, that's okay, but guess what? That is not it, amen. The fruit of our labor, amen, should be unity within the bonds of peace within the church of God, amen. If you are a born-again believer, you and I should be unified in what we're doing for Christ. Amen. And when you find yourself unified, you find some happiness in there. You find some fulfillment in there. Amen, somebody. So this is what Paul is trying to get over to him. So he hits this point over and over and over again. And when something has been repeated over and over again, it's worth listening to and it's worth heeding. Amen. My first point here, amen, is found, put it up there for me, Penny, in verse number 2 of Philippians chapter 2. It says this: fulfill ye what? My joy. I want y'all to talk this morning. Why? That you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord of one mind. So what is saying? Amen. I'm encouraging you to be unified. I'm encouraging you, church, to be unified, amen, one in what you believe, and also be unified with who? Each other. Notice now the Bible says, amen, you need to know those whom you labor among. I know those who are saved. I know those who know Christ. Those are the ones I want to hang out with. Those who I want to be around, amen. Those who are not, amen, why am I hanging around them? Why did the Bible say, amen, that Jesus ate with sinners? Why did he do that, amen? Because he wanted to give them some of what he had. He wanted them to get saved, amen. But here, as you and I, as believers, amen, if you want some joy in the church, in your heart, in my heart, be unified. And what do you mean be unified? I mean, that means come together, amen. Be of the same mind. What do you mean be of the same mind, amen? When he says that you speak the same thing, amen, and you be like-minded, what's he talking about? He ain't talking about a bunch of zombies and a bunch of robots. He's talking about having the mind of Christ. Meaning preaching, amen, the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen. Being about God's business. God's business, amen, is getting us together. God said in the very beginning, amen, that it's not good that man should be alone. I don't want to get like that. He said, amen, you shouldn't be like that, amen. So even in the church, God desires, amen, you and I to be unified. That's what he did, amen. Notice now, Paul, amen, when you look at him as an itinerant preacher, amen, he goes around and he talks to all of these churches. And when he talked to one church, he talked to the other church, and he told the one church to tell the other church what we talked about. Ain't no secrets. You better say something this morning. Spread the word. And what word? The word of Christ. Yeah. That's what he wants. We find ourselves today, church, we talk about so many things, and it's okay to have a little conversation, but we need to talk about the word of Christ. What word? The fact that he's God's son, the fact that he saved you when you were in sin, the fact that he can save the other folk also. Yeah. Paul says, I need you to have that mind. Notice again, he says, fulfill you what my joy. In other words, Paul says, I want my joy to be full, but I'm not looking for a gift from you. The gift's okay, but what I really need is to see that you have the gift of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is what links us and holds us together. It's not you. It's not your clothes. It's not how eloquent you speak. It's the Spirit that liveth within me. You find every now and then you just want to be around somebody. You just got to somebody you just want to be around, and then you got to somebody you don't want to be around. You ever ask yourself the question why? You ever ask yourself the question why? I do. I'm like, what is going on with this brother? What's going on? Every time I get around, my spirit goes down in the doldrums, amen. I just want to get away, and when I walk away, I feel better. But on the other hand, I get around this sister or this brother, amen, I don't want to go home. My wife, I'm like, hey, when you come home, dinner's getting cold. What's going on? Not for real, y'all. but with that, you want to be around those folk who are like-minded. You want to have unity with them. Get a phone call from some folk. They just want to hear about you. They just want to talk to you. They just want to see what's going on with you. Those folk are trying to be unified as Paul is encouraging the Philippians church. Now notice, when the word is speaking to a church in the Bible, that word is also speaking to the church today. That word, when you hear it, don't say, oh, them folk is messed up. I done heard some folk out the Bible say, we done studied about the church at Laodicea, we done studied about all these different churches. They say, Pastor, man, them folk, I don't know what, man. We couldn't have been there then. Y'all like that now. If you can sit back here and look at, I'm going to use me as an example. If you can look at me and say, oh, that brother, man, he messed up. He is toe up. Guess what? You're looking at you like you're built up. And when you start talking about how toe up somebody is, chances are good, Richard, that man, you're worse off than they are. You just don't know it. If you got to tear me down for you to look good, you don't look good in the first place. When you quickly forget, amen, about where you come from, and now you're trying to separate yourself from the believers. And God has some of the way work in progress. I know I am. He's been working on me a long time, amen. He done made a mighty investment in this here brother, amen. He's made a mighty investment. He done washed away a whole lot of sin. He done fixed a whole lot of mess, and he still got a laundry list of stuff to go. But Paul, he's encouraging us to be unified. And when we are unified, he says, that gives him joy. Now notice where Paul was at this time. Paul is locked up. And he's still encouraging the believers, even though I can't be with you, I'm locked up, but I want y'all to be unified. See, if I can find myself in a very bad place, and I can still encourage you, lift you up, and tell you to go the right way, then folks, they went on, why is he doing that, D? It's messed up. He didn't even fix himself. He's trying to fix other folk. Come on. That means you got a problem. If you're not trying to be unified, if you're not trying to build up the body of Christ, guess what? You're messed up. Ephesians chapter 4 lets us know, amen, that there is one body. And we are members of that body, amen. The body is made up of many, many, many members. Y'all read that when you get home, amen. You, church, as believers, are in that body. Just imagine if your body, like some of you do, start talking about and downgrading and trying to get rid of the other part of it, and it got rid of it. Say, man, this heart is all messed up, tear it out. Then the whole body, what? Y'all nurses know this here. Man, them lungs ain't working where I want them to work, so shut them down. The body's gonna die. So just think, amen, when you and I as believers are not unified and you start trying to put me out of the body. Ooh, have mercy, Lord. You're trying to get me out of the body. What's going to happen when I'm not in there? Somebody help. I'm sorry, but what's going to happen then? The body is no longer unified and the joy is not full. Notice what he says. Be like-minded, having the same love, been of one accord and one mind. We've got to have that mind of, y'all got it. Notice, Paul, he has a heartfelt desire for the people to be unified. Why? Because of Christ. Give me a scripture, Penny. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through thy word. John chapter 17, verse 20. This is Jesus speaking as he's praying. And Jesus has a desire for his church to prosper. He has a desire for his church to be successful. Notice, amen, let's go to John chapter, turn your Bible, John chapter 17. Go there with me very quickly. John chapter 17. Y'all need to set your eyes on this. John chapter 17. And the thought here is desire what Christ desires. He says, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through what? Through what? Now, y'all better read your Bible. Say it out loud. Their word. Who word? The word of the disciples. So he's praying, amen, for his disciples right then and right there, and then all of those who are going to believe based on the word in which his disciples preach. So every time you and I go out, we're unified, we're carrying the word out, and we're proclaiming what? The same word. There's no other name given under heaven that men must be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. When you and I go out preaching and proclaiming Jesus Christ, we're preaching, amen, that he's the Son of God, amen. And guess what? Christ already prayed for them folk. But go a little bit further with me now. Notice now, he says that they all may be what? One. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one where? Whew, goodness gracious. He not only wants us to be unified as believers, but he wants us to be unified with him, and not only with him, but with his Father. Think about it, man. God is inviting you to come to the table and sit down and eat with him and be with him and be like him. But you and I cannot do it if we're not unified now, if we don't have the Spirit of God in us now, and we don't have the same desires that Christ has. Christ, in his word, he lets us know, amen, that when we see him, we shall be like him. He's speaking that word to believers, not the world. The problem, why don't we desire what Christ desires, is because we like what we are and who we are and who we're around in the world. We are supposed to come out of the world and be separate from the world, and yet we're trying to be just like them. Here's something for you. If you are like them and you are with them, you are going to get the same reward that they have. If you are like Christ and you're with Christ, you're going to get the same thing that he got. Make it plain. You're going to have persecution. You're going to have trouble. But be of encourage, amen. He's already overcome all that stuff, amen. You got to be of good courage. And oh, by the way, you're going to get the victory, amen, over the grave and over death, amen. You're going to have a seat in God's kingdom with him when he returns, if you're unified with him. Paul, the reason, amen, his joy is full is because this is what Christ wanted. Church, we must want what Christ wants. We've got to bring ourselves under subjection, under control, amen, under the authority. Amen. We got to submit to the Holy Spirit. We got to yield our members to him. We got to desire the same thing that Christ desired. But brother preacher, how do you know what Christ wants? That word I hid in my heart that I don't sin against you. Beyond that simple stuff you think about doing, I want to be obedient to God. Therefore, on that word, on that precept, I meditate when? Day and night. Amen. I'm going to keep them. I'm going to rehearse them in the ears of my children. I'm going to talk about them, amen, anytime I talk. Yeah. Desire, church, what Christ desires. Notice now, verse 22, he says, and the glory which thou gave me, I have given them, that they may be what? One, even as we are one. If Christ talking to his Father is desiring that we be one, what should we desire? To be one. To be one. One where? One with Christ. That's where we should be, church. Not trying to be our own isle of misfittedness. That's not where we should be. Even though you think you're not being that misfit, that's where you are. Back to Philippians. Paul telling them, fulfill you my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Then he said, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each other esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but also on the things of others. This is where we should also be. We should desire what Christ wants, but one thing we'll find is that when we desire what Christ wants and we're walking in the Spirit and we're unified one with another, we will have a certain distinction about us. There's a certain thing that shows who you are. Look at the scripture. John 13 and 34, Christ says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you do what? I'll say that one again. How? that you also love one another. That's the mark of unity. That's our badge. If you get stopped by Sheriff Proctor's deputies, how do you know they're real? They got that badge, and I think they got some kind of card too, don't they, Pam? Yeah. They got a badge and they got a card they can show you to show them that they are authentic. How does the world know that you belong to Christ? The life you live, the way you treat one another, man, the love you have one for. Now, let's talk about that love just for a minute, amen. Christ has an agape love, a never-ending love, amen, a love that cannot be exhausted, amen, for us. How do I know this, amen? Because the Bible says, amen, that God had that same love for us. The Bible says, in John 3 and 16, which you're very familiar with, for God, what? So loved the world that he did what? That who? So if you have that, if you have Christ, you have everlasting life, you know that God loves you, you and I got to love each other, and that's our badge, amen. And therefore, if Christ loves us, we got to love one another. But how do we got to love each other? How, yeah, come on, y'all. How do we love each other? Say it loud, y'all. So in other words, that means the way that Christ loved us is the way we got to love one another. See, here's the problem, church. Too often, man, we say, Maude, I love you now, but I'm going to love you the way I want to love you. Or some of y'all said, they ain't good enough, preacher. You got to love me the way I want to be loved. Yeah. See, some of y'all, man, don't know how to be loved. Whoo. Some of us, so hurt, so messed up, so backwards, so ill-learned, amen. Whoop. We think when we treat it bad, that's love. We think when somebody step on us, that's love. That ain't love. We think, amen, because folk love you when you're up. And when you got money, that's love. That ain't love. Love is when you're broke, you're busted, you ain't got nothing, you can't do nothing. There's no hope of you doing nothing. That's love. That's when Christ loved you and me. When I was dead, when I was messed up, when I couldn't do nothing. That's how we got to love each other.
Heard a preacher talking to one of the church mothers when he first went to this particular church. And he got there, and mother said, hey, Pastor, I'm with you now. I got your back. I got your back now, as long as you're right. But when you're wrong, you're on your own, brother. Say, but wait a minute. That's when I need you. When I messed up. When I'm lost, when I'm straying, when I just don't have the right mind, that's when I need you. Why? Because that's the love that Christ had for us. When, church, look at you. Don't look at me. Look at you. When you did everything you wanted to do and some of you are still doing it, now Christ has not cast you off. What can separate me from the love of God? When you are loving each other like that, you're fulfilling, amen, not Paul's joy, but the joy of Christ. Yo, how do I make Christ happy? Love one another.
The Bible says, love covereth.
Ooh, y'all preaching good this morning. It covers a multitude of sin. In other words, amen, it don't mean it's just kind of glossing them over. It means, amen, it's forgiving them. It's looking me down. I know you messed up. I see it. So guess what, Michelle? When you mess up, it's okay to, hey, preacher, I messed up.
That means you're admitting your own fault.
And then I'm required, Kevin. I'm required by God when you mess me over and you do me wrong. I'm required. You are required to do it. Forgive them. When you pray. Disciples, hey, teach me to pray. When you pray, Lord, forgive me my trespasses as I, when I forgive others of theirs.
Why some of y'all can't get over your stuff, amen? You ain't forgiving nobody else. But you lay out to God. God, you forgive me and I forgive. That's not it. You forgive me and then God got you. But God understands. No, he don't. No, not that. See, but God know I'm at. Yep, God know yet. And he's trying to get you to the light. You ain't walking there yet. You still walking in the dark. I mean, you're walking, amen, by that light that rules the night called the moon, amen. You need to walk, amen, in the light of God, amen, in the light of the Son of God. That's where you need to be at. But the mark of unity, by this shall men know that you are my disciples by the love you have not for Christ. But here's y'all problem. Some of y'all, oh, y'all can sling some scripture. Boy, y'all recite them things backwards, upside down. Y'all dissect them in Greek, Tahili, amen. Swahili, amen. Oh, you got at Chaldean, you got all them tongues. You got Jesus, Yahshua, you got all the names. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, amen. He's my everything, he's my El Shaddai. You got them all. But guess what you don't have? You don't have that love for your brothers and your sisters. You don't have that badge. You don't have that mark of Christ. And if you don't have that mark of Christ, you don't have him. The mark. By this shall the world know that you are my disciples. I heard too many times, my brothers and sisters, when individuals come up, preacher, oh, that one that love God. Oh, you gotta recite that word. The devil in hell know the word, church. The devil in hell know that God is God, amen, and besides him there's none other, amen. He knows this, and he says this. That's no badge. The badge is the love. And God loved us enough to keep his Jesus loved his Father enough to love us and to give his life for us. How do I know that Christ loved me? He died for me. How do I know? Go back to the old school when we were little babies, y'all. Jesus loved me. This I know because the Bible has told me so. Unity Church. There are so many things. Anyway, if y'all want some division in your life, just so y'all have a little strife, a little messiness in your life, amen, just stay in politics, amen. Republicans hate Democrats. Democrats hate Republicans. Y'all keep that over there. But if you're a believer in Christ, if you are a child of God, if you have been adopted and engrafted into the family of God, you must have love for each other. Not just when I'm right, but when I'm wrong. And here is a very good mark. And I'm going to stop on this right here. Here's a very good mark that you love me. When I'm messed up, you love me enough. Say it, Miss Camille. Say it, Deaconess. You're going to tell me I'm messed up. You're not going to wait until church. Hey, Brother Speaker, you mind if I say something real quick? That'll burn the church out when y'all want to say something just last minute real quick. You know I saw so-and-so doing X, Y, and Z, and they shouldn't have been there. Uh-uh. Here's love. I say it covers the multitude of sins. Those whom I love, I chasten. I ain't got to beat you all up and down the road. I don't ever remember my mama just beat me in the street. But she wore the hind out. She wore it out. See, I had enough sense not to embarrass mama in the street. But I did some things that mama heard about. And she ain't waiting until I got back to the store around my friends. And I don't remember yesterday. No, when I got home, judgment was swift. That's what God is. But notice, church, God loves you and I so much. One, he gave his son for us. let his son die. He raised his son, Jesus Christ, up from the dead. He loved us enough to send his Holy Spirit, which dwells, lives, resides in each and every one of you who are believers. And every now and then, that same Spirit that leads you and guides you and say, oh, Lord, order my steps. Every now and then, he's going to speak to you and say, hey, you ought to step with me. And now when you bring yourself under subjection, amen, under humility, amen, and you humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, you're going, ooh, God, that hurt. I'm out of line. I need to get back in line with you. The same thing with us in the body. When we're unified, if you see your brother or your sister who's overtaken by a fault, what do you do, church? You go to them in the spirit of meekness, considering yourselves. That's unity that brings joy to Christ. Paul tells us there's joy in unity. There's happiness in unity. And the thing that I believe really brings a smile to God's face is when we're walking lockstep in unity with him and with each other. If you and I love each other, we'll walk in unity. Father God, even now we bless you. We praise you. We thank you, God. And God, I ask that you would just allow your word to remain in our hearts, our minds, and allow us, God, to have the same joy that you have. God, grant us that joy. And God, we pray now that if there is any of us that are out of sync with you, God, bring us back into fellowship with you even now. And God, if there's areas of disunity within the in the place of these your believers, those who are looking on Facebook, God, those who are even doing drive-bys on Facebook, God, if they're out of sync, God, I pray you're bringing us all back into the unity of the Spirit with you, God. And let us, God, walk with each other, talk with each other, God, and love one another even now. And God, allow us, God, to speak the same thing, that Jesus Christ is Lord and he is soon to come. We ask it now in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Bless your name, God.
Thank you for tuning in to St. John's Missionary Baptist Church podcast. I hope you enjoyed the word just as much as I have. Tune in next time for St. John's Missionary Baptist Church podcast. Thank you and be blessed.